Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Zachary. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon bunts towards first. Judge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Bluch, and into shallow left field. Bush reaches second base with a double. Dixon moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields the ball and throws to Zachary covering. Safe. Dixon scores. Bush moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive towards the mound. Bush catches it and throws to first to double up Bluj. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah misplays the ball. That's an error on Peckinpah. Dixon moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Harris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rule. The throw from Dixon and he is out, Lamott applying the tag. One out. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Dixon and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Rule and he is out, Harris applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bludge bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Judge moves to second. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judge scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rule bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to second. Two outs. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 2 in the game. Zachary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.